Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an eerily silent field, once resonant with the hum of progress, the wind turbines stand as motionless sentinels in a landscape of despair. These towering symbols of a clean energy future, generated by the hopes and dreams of a world aiming to mend its ways, have become nothing more than monolithic monuments to a future that never arrived. Their blades, stilled by the stagnation of innovation and the corrosion of environmental catastrophe, no longer slice through the air in their rhythmic dance with the wind. The green dream is over, and with each passing moment, the inescapable truth grows clearer. We were too late. As our environmental debts accrued, interest compounded in the form of climate chaos, leaving the once promising renewable energy infrastructure underfunded and overwhelmed. The death knell for our clean energy aspirations tolled not with a resounding gong, but rather with a series of whimpers, muted by the howling gales of countless storms, lamented a former engineer, now a witness to the engines of our salvation, rusting in the relentless downpours that batter this once fertile land. It's a story that has become all too common. Innovation starved by short-sightedness, choked out by the smog of industry and the greenhouse gases that blanket our atmosphere in a thermal shroud. Our advances in technology, once seen as the chariots that would carry us into a new era, have become the anchors dragging us into a dark age. Amidst the carcasses of clean energy dreams, wildflowers and vines creep over dormant solar panels, a mocking jest by nature as it blankets our failures with a deceptive bloom of life. But there was a time when it all seemed possible, when those skyscraping turbines were our steel-clad saviors, our shining beacons of human ingenuity. Communities thrived in their shadows, prosperous and proud. Now, their idle hulks are not just a failure of technology, but a mirror reflecting our own hubris. The end of these clean energy colossi marks a significant chapter in our dystopian narrative, a chapter penned with the ink of environmental neglect and sealed by the wax of climatic cataclysm. The quiet that blankets these fields is more than an absence of sound. It is the quiet of abandonment, of civilizations retreating from the onslaught of storms and rising seas. It is the quiet of lost opportunity, the hushed concession that our time to shape the future may have passed. Now the question lingers in the air, as still as the unmoving blades above us. What will power our tomorrows in a world where even the breeze has turned its back on the turbines? This regrettable sight is not isolated. Across the globe, stories echo of sustainable technologies fallen into obsolescence, electric vehicles abandoned in waterlogged streets, once bustling smart cities degenerating into technologically forsaken ghost towns, adaptation strategies rendered useless by the sheer scale and ferocity of nature's backlash. What once served as a rally for action is now a requiem for what could have been. The collapse of clean energy is not merely the story of machines that have ceased to function. It is the story of a civilization that gambled its survival on the presumption of perpetual progress and pushed nature beyond the brink of endurance. It is a sobering testament to the fact that even the noblest of human endeavors is as susceptible to the omnipotence of a wounded earth as the simplest of organisms. In the shadow of these giants, one can't help but contemplate the irony. Our most brilliant innovations, once the height of our environmental aspirations, now stand as relics in a world we failed to save. As our planet continues its ruthless audit, we are left to ponder the full cost of our clean energy dreams and whether they were ever truly within our grasp.